I'm your slave, and you are my slave. I'm your slave, wallah. I'm your slave. What do I want in Scandinavia? You tell me. What can you give me? You tell me. I don't know what you can give me. Except your love and your prayers. What else can you give me? But I'm your slave. What makes me your slave? This is deen. Our religion, our deen. I love you and you love me. You are my slave, I'm your slave. Similarly, any community, if you can change their allegiance to Islam, they are your slaves. Our heart beats with the Palestinians. I'm not an Arab, I'm an Indian. But when the Palestinian gets hurt, it hurts me. When Muslim anywhere gets hurt, it hurts me. Why? Because this is how Allah made it to be. We ought to be like that. Change the fellow, and he is yours. But now coming to this, the fellow wants to know the Jew. So who will do the job? Very, very, look, intelligent people, we must admit. I tell you that in the Quran, Allah Bari Ta'ala speaks about the good news for Ibrahim al-Salam about the birth of the son. In his old age, at the age of 89, Allah gives him a son called Ismail. But the good news is given, this is Ghulaman Halima. A son, a servant, a son, who is Halima, humble, humble child, submissive to Allah's laws. That is the Arab. Ismail and his children. This is the characteristic Allah says, is Ghulaman Halima. Later on, after 13 years, he gives Ibrahim al-Salam another good news about the birth of another son, Ishaq. And he says, he's now giving you a son, Ghulaman Alima, knowledgeable fellow. But for nothing, Allah says this is Halima, you Arabs, and that guy is Alima, knowledgeable fellow, intelligent fellow, highly intellectual. But he's just trying to rhyme it, Ghulam and Halima, Ghulam and Alima. Just like that, just for sound, producing the sound. No, there is something there. And we can see it. The guy's outwitting us at every step. Can't you see? There are only 6,000 in Denmark. And you don't know what control they have over Denmark. I don't know how many are there in Britain, and they've got everybody under control. 6 million in America, over 200 million people, they've got them under control. With the fist, with the gun, no, internet. We are not using it. We don't use ours. They are using this. So, who will do the job? I said, you. You will have to do the job. You are sitting on our chest. Get off. And give a hand of friendship to them. Tell him, brother, your cousin, I'm very sorry. What can I do? Please, where can we go? You know what the Christians have done for 7,000 years. Every Easter, they killed our men. They raped our women. They burned our homes. And we fled to your lands. And you welcomed us. Ahlan wa sahlan. That is what you say. Family and family. Now, we lived with you for 1,000 years and there was no problem. Now, look, there is a strife between us. Brothers, forgive us. Where can we go? And I said, Allah, I believe that this Arab, he will break down. That's his nature. Allah made him like that. This is the nature of the Arab. 12 o'clock midnight, after the Six-Day War, Egyptian radio, a few days before I'm talking about, Egyptian radio, Cairo radio, was broadcasting, Saudi is like this, and Saudi is like that, and Hussein of Jordan is like this, and he is like that. You know, these are all reactionaries, and they must be destroyed. And Nasser calls King Faisal. He says, brother, come on, talk to you. And Faisal comes, and they meet on the tarmac, and they embrace one another, and they shed tears, they both cry. They cry. So, brother, this Jew, you know, he's getting ready to happen. Yes. Finished. They are not hypocrites. To me, they are not hypocrites. This is the nature of the Arab. Use it. And tell him, brother, I'm sorry. Look, I have done you wrong. I know we have done you wrong, but you know, please forgive us and let us be brothers. I said, this Arab will melt. Same Cairo radio, broadcasting against Jordan, King Hussein. Hussein come. So So he comes, meets Nasser in the tarmac, and they cry. Hypocrites! I said, no, they're not hypocrites. They are true to earth, the salt of the earth. They are simple, sincere people. If you can touch them right, they become your slaves. They will do anything for you. I says, go on, get off his chest, meaning give back what belongs to them, and say, brother, look, I'm sorry, please forgive us for what has happened. May the Lord forgive us. I want you to forgive. I said, this man will forgive you. Who will do the job? I said, you. You will have to do the job. So in the end, one of these students, he gets up, and he says, you see, I'm a medical student here in Cape Town. And they had a call. The Jews had a call for the Six-Day War. Like cowboys and crooks. He said, look, man, come. We'll have fun for a short while, and you can go back and study. So they got them from South Africa, from New Zealand, from Australia, from Canada, from Britain, from all over the world. They got the Jews for the Six-Day War. They knew what they were doing. They were playing a game with the Arabs, and they knew how they're going to knock them out. Because the Arab, they know, he's going to shout, he's going to talk, he's going to talk. I'll do this and I'll do that. And we'll give a preemptive strike and finish them up. They know the Arab, his behavior, this is how he behaves. My brother says, well, they do, make a big noise. And he says, wait, preemptive strike, you will not knock him out. So he says, I just returned from the Six-Day War. After having done the job, I'll complete my studies and I'll go back to Israel. And I will carry your message home. Is what you are telling me? I will try and speak to the people. And wallah, it's happening. There are people among the Jews who are talking these things. There are good Jews. There's an Abe Nathan. The man has gone to jail again and again and again. For what? For talking to the Palestinians. He says, no, we have to talk. We have to talk. This is the land we have usurped. We must make them happy somehow. How we can create a compromise. So I said, you will have to do the job. But now this feat about the Arab and the Jew, you see, how did I get into this? Because my field is actually talking about the Bible. Is the Bible God's word? But the Bible is about Muhammad, Christ in Islam, was Christ crucified? These are the themes I generally talk. How do I get into this? I said, you see, I should work with Jews. I work with Jews. And Allah, they have been good employers. They looked after me. They paid me well. They respected me. The best bosses I ever had in my life, I worked for so many Muslims, I worked for Christians, and I worked for Jews. But the Jews have been the best employers I have. This is what Allah expects from us. We must be honest. We must be prepared to do justice. My boss, today, at that time when I was working, they had 9 businesses in South Africa. There were more than 250 businesses today. That same firm I worked for, more than 250 businesses, big, big businesses. They had 9 there when I worked for them. My boss calls me. He says, D-Bag, I have a Jewish couple from Argentina.